Hello, everyone, and welcome to Between the Sessions, coming to you from the Palm Beaches, Florida. Between the Sessions is a podcast for meetings industry professionals presented by the Palm Beaches, and I'm your host, Suzanne Boyd.
And I'm Kelly Cavers. Our mission is to inspire those in the business events industry with new and innovative ideas and discuss important developments impacting the meetings industry and U.S. globally. We have two guests with us today, Bama Lutz-Deal, a consultant with the Palm Health Foundation, and Lauren Perry, the Associate Vice President of Marketing and Cultural Tourism at the Cultural Council for Palm Beach County. Thanks for joining us today.
It's great to be here. Thank you.
Thank you for having us.
Well, first, Bama, why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself and how the Cultural Council of Palm Beach County supports groups and meetings in the Palm Beaches?
Well, I have the distinct privilege of an 8-year history working with the Cultural Council for Palm Beach County prior to this new position that I'm in. And one of the things I most enjoyed doing was serving the events and meetings industry with the wonderful art and culture here in Palm Beach County. And I worked with Lauren, so it's great to see you again.
And Lauren, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Thanks, Kelly. So I'm a little bit newer to the Cultural Council for Palm Beach County. Been here about 1.5 years, but I have a background in working in the cultural arts here in the Palm Beaches. And my job is to basically do marketing specifically for arts and cultural organizations and experiences to attract tourists and folks like meetings and events to come to the Palm Beaches and take advantage of all we have to offer here.
You know, Bama, you've sort of seen it from both sides. You've seen it from the Cultural Council on the art side and also now in the wellness space. So give us a brief overview of how arts and wellness can work together.
Arts and wellness are made for each other because we are physically, neurologically wired for arts, both to express and to receive. When you think about your sensory organs that receive art, you listen to music, you move in rhythm to dance, and you paint, you use your eyes to see, you use your imagination and your mind to create. So they are interlaced. They're not separated. And what's interesting is I'm working now within the wellness space for a project called the Palm Beach County Neuro Arts Collaborative. And it is basically a community-wide coalition for implementing something called the NeuroArts Blueprint. So we're working with scientists, especially neuroscientists and researchers at institutions like UF Scripps Institute and FAU Stiles Nicholson Brain Institute and Max Planck Institute for Neuroscience here in Florida. We have these beautiful, highly technical, highly scientific leaders in our community. So Palm Health Foundation wanted to leverage their knowledge of the brain and the NeuroArts Blueprint, which is a blueprint for leveraging the power of the arts to impact our brains in ways that are more than simply receiving art, but actually changing our bodies, our brains, and our behavior. So this is an initial year of finding the sectors in the community that resonate with that message.
Very cool. Both Bama and Lauren, we've worked together many times when it comes to meetings and events and bringing arts into those experiences. Why don't you share with us some of those things that we have done in the past?
I could go first on that one, Lauren, if you don't mind. I was remembering that you brought in a group of agricultural agents from around the country, and you had about 1,000 people coming together from all the different states, and we put in front of them a beautiful Latin band, and there was dancing and a conga line. We put dancers in front, and it was just a way of loosening up a crowd that was otherwise very, very conservative and more inclined to sit in their theater rows and not really do much of anything. And by the time the performance ended, they were dancing and celebrating being together. And it was because of the rhythm of that music that pulled them together into one big unit and helped them celebrate. We did a live performance during COVID of an artist creating a new work of art in the convention center, the beautiful Palm Beach County Convention Center. And he was illustrating how you could take recycled bobs and bits and pieces of paper and plastic, whatever, and turn it into something really extraordinary and beautiful. So between the sessions, people would come out and observe him putting this together. And they felt a part of it because they would look at the materials first And then they would see what he had done with them later on. And that creativity was really captivating for them.
You know, at that same event, we had another artist that when we were asking, you know, what type of adjectives do you think of when you come to the Palm Beaches? And so the audience gave the different adjectives and we had an artist paint a mural. We then took that mural and made it into smaller pieces of art that we still use to this day. So that was, what, 3 years ago? Mm-hmm. And it still is just a really beautiful piece of art that we use for gifts and for other things. But it was a really great experience and really elevated, like you said, between the sessions. Lauren, share with us what we just did recently in Atlanta.
Thank you. Yes, I think sometimes people forget how experiential a performance or even, you know, art creation can be. And it's inspiring and it gets people excited. It gets people talking. It helps you think creatively. And we recently acted as a resource for Discover the Palm Beaches to connect them with performing artists, spoken word artists, and choreographers to bring a little bit of a taste of the Palm Beaches in an artistic and expressive way to the coalition of Black meeting planners in Atlanta. And we had an opportunity to share with the folks that were gathering for that meeting to see what the Palm Beaches has to offer. And we were able to do that through a dance performance and a spoken word performance, which is a really creative way to present what a destination might be like. And similar to the mural with the words, it's just a different approach to illustrate what an experience might be like in a place. And also it shows off the people that live and work here. And one of the things the Cultural Council works very hard to do is to showcase our local creative professionals. There are so many who live and work here and create these types of experiences. So we're really proud to work with Discover the Palm Beaches to send one of our Artist Innovation Fellows, who's a choreographer, and to support that experience they put together at the National Coalition of Black Meeting Planners.
Yeah, that was tremendously successful for us because as we wanted to communicate, we are a diverse destination. You know, we have 39 cities and towns, and it is a destination that welcomes all. How do you show that? How do you experience that? And so bringing the artists in really changed the perception of many. And that's the feedback that we received. And I think the greatest compliment was it wasn't just memorable, because you can remember a lot of things. The feedback we received was it was really meaningful. It meant something to many people. It evoked that emotion. And we received dozens of requests to say, how can I incorporate something like this? So it was more than just sponsoring an event with your logo on top. It was evoking that memorable, meaningful emotion. So thank you for that support on that.
So Kelly, if I can expand on that, one of the things that the Cultural Council for Palm Beach County really tries to do when working with the team at Discover the Palm Beaches, when you all are working on meetings and event programs, is to be a resource, because there are so many different ways that we can put an artist, a performer, a writer, a poet into the mix of a meeting just to create that impactful experience. And, you know, we do our best to be knowledgeable about the art, the creative professionals that live and work here, so that we can assist when somebody comes to us with a request to try to do something a little bit different and to make a memorable experience. You know, from our artist directory, and now we have our artist ambassadors who are experts in the field. They're connected locally. And these are just the ways that the Cultural Council we're here to support those types of requests to make meetings better.
Yeah, I call it collective wisdom, is that just having those conversations, coming together, sharing like, well, what are your concerns about a meeting or event? And we had someone that said, my concern is my attendees aren't really going to get a feel for the destination because it's jam-packed with education sessions and they're going to be in a meeting room most of the day. And so we had a local artist, Camilla Webster, come in, and she brought her art, which a lot of her art moves around the theme love to the Palm Beaches. And so when you would walk throughout the pre-function space, you would just see all of her art that was an ode to the Palm Beaches. And it allowed people to get more of a sense of place within the meeting space. So different creative ways. I wouldn't have thought of that, but the artist did.
The other thing I think that a lot of meeting industry planners are incorporating into their events are wellness opportunities and wellness experiences. We're seeing that really big here in Delray Beach. And listen, we're primed in the Palm Beaches to offer wellness, you know, 365 days a year because of our weather. You can be outside, you can, you know, offer all these really cool experiences. What trends are you seeing with wellness in the meetings industry, Bama?
Well, I'm not anymore in the meetings industry, but I'll tell you about trends in wellness that are huge that are going to impact the meetings industry. And they're related to inclusivity. They're related to the fact that we are a neurodiverse population. And I believe that there is a sensitivity to the variety of people and the way they receive information, that the arts are the perfect answer to that, which is why this is such an interesting initiative here in the Palm Beaches. We are actually working with scientists and artists, sometimes like Lawrence or like Kelly just said, an artist comes up with an idea you didn't think of in one context, but because artists regularly engage with other people, they become aware of new ways that people receive stories. Artists tell stories through their work or the medium, the media that they choose, and the way they share it with their audiences. There's a great variety. So the trend in wellness is oftentimes informed by what we understand about different audiences. People maybe for a long time, we've known, for example, that a lot of flashing lights aren't good for everybody. And we've failed to recognize that that can trigger seizures for some people in some populations. We've failed to recognize that that can be factored out and something else can be brought in that has a very powerful community building experience, like a group art making experience or a group musical experience that's shared, that pulls everybody onto the same page. And I think that people are using that to ratchet down the stress of everyday life and travel so that when they get here, there's something really welcoming that their senses welcome into their brain, into their bodies. I think that the neuro arts, which is basically the transdisciplinary discipline of how the arts impact our bodies, brains, and minds, and how we can use that information to leverage health and well-being, that's basically the definition of neuro arts, and I think it is the leading edge. It's happening everywhere, but it's particularly, we're leading the way here in the Palm Beaches.
Lauren, what about you? Where are you? What trends are you seeing in arts and wellness in this industry?
A lot of our cultural organizations, which fortunately have built-in spaces that are great for meetings and events and group gatherings, you know, are utilizing their outdoor spaces. They're also utilizing their teaching artists. You know, so many of our organizations, you know, have a focus on a unique cultural heritage. And so you can come into those spaces and maybe participate in a practice that maybe ties back to the culture that they are focused on. So for instance, maybe you go and you take a Tai Chi class or a yoga class underneath the lighthouse. You take a stroll at the Murakami Museum and Japanese Gardens. I'm aware that they are starting to offer experiences for veterans who might be suffering from PTSD by taking, you know, intentional walks, guided tours through their gardens. There's also opportunities for those with Alzheimer's, memory care type of experiences that a lot of our cultural organizations are trying to utilize their spaces to offer. You know, and of course, I think being outside, connecting with the ground, the planet, you know, is proven to help people with stress relief. So there's a lot of organizations that are focusing a lot on using their outdoor spaces. I would say we're also seeing more classes being offered, whether it be an art class, a music class or some kind of participatory experience through music is something that we're seeing more of. And a lot of our cultural organizations, say, for instance, the Palm Beach Chamber Music Society, they're taking their normal programs into different spaces that might be more attractive to people that wouldn't normally come to like a stuffy, quiet performing arts center, but maybe go out to a club and listen to a chamber music professional violinist partner up with, you know, someone in the bluegrass music world and put on a show at a music club. So there are certainly a lot of creative ways that we're seeing our local arts and cultural organizations here in the Palm Beaches come up with kind of a new focus, a new look at how what they're doing can make people happy and help relieve stress and come up with ways to like maybe have an educational experience that's also beneficial to your well-being.
So one of the areas that I can say that I've seen from the requests that we've gotten and then how the Cultural Council has supported is everyone is very focused on sustainability. And so when there is an opportunity to combine, you know, arts, wellness, and sustainability into the same area. So for example, Bama had mentioned, you know, we did a call for artists during one of the events that we had here. And he created this, you know, this experience with recycled pieces, and they went to Resource Depot. So the material that they used were all recycled, and it really allowed us to stay within a budget, because that's a trend that you're seeing also is the cost of everything has increased. And how can we add this to make our event productive, but still stay within budget? And I think using sustainable tools and materials is something definitely that I've been seeing a lot. So as we talk about opportunities, I think we always have to kind of, or trends that we're seeing, we always have to kind of look at what are some challenges that you're seeing and how can we flip those challenges into opportunities?
Kelly, I think the challenges might be along the lines of where the needs fall and the people that can answer those needs. So depending on the audience, things can be very customized for one, who is that audience? What field are they representing? Who's available that has prepared material that can just come right into that or customize a show or a presentation or an experience? And I think we have all of that. I think just the challenge is making sure that we, and I think we really do this pretty well, but we all talk to each other to figure out where all those resources are and how to work together. For example, if you had, I always keep mentioning the brain health piece of this, but isn't it convincing that we need to be able to talk about why it matters to have an arts experience? We need to know why it matters to calm down somebody after a crowd, or why we're able to ratchet them up. And that creates a whole diverse spectrum of new opportunities. So the challenge I see is getting people to step through into that next level. And I think they're starting to do it here more than many other places, but that next level of understanding just how tailored it can be.
If I can jump in to add, if that's okay.
Absolutely.
The Cultural Council recognized that we were not necessarily connected to as many creative professionals and resources as we felt we needed to keep up with this new trend in wellness. And so we are actively doing outreach to gather more information, to find out what the different organizations and artists are working on. And as I mentioned earlier, we are also starting new programs around community engagement. We actually have 3 artist ambassadors that we are now able to reach out to ask for help if there's something that we're not necessarily experts on, but they are more embedded in the day-to-day life and experience, getting these types of requests regularly. So we are working on building out our own resources so we can continue to be a resource for meeting professionals and being a thought leader along this. We're also really trying to focus on accessibility and inclusivity, as we've talked about earlier, and making sure that we are also advocating for that type of work and experiences to our organizations that we give grant money to. So, we are, when we work with them and talk with them, we ask those questions, what are you doing to make sure that your experiences that you're offering are inclusive and accessible? So, that's really how the Cultural Council is approaching, this, trying to recognize where we aren't really ready and doing a lot of improvement so that we can continue being a good partner and resource.
Yeah, I think to add to what both Bama and Lauren just said is that it's knowing that there's that resource there is because you have a planner that will come in and they are so focused on curing cancers, maybe the focus of what that meeting is, that they might not think they have time to incorporate the arts into something because maybe that might not be the primary focus. But when we're able to share what other planners have done and say how it did elevate the meeting, how it did make things more productive because you could incorporate it in different ways, and knowing how easy it is if the resource is there of where we can connect the right artist to what they're looking for. And so I think it's just leveraging the tools and asking the question. And many times planners aren't asking the question. And so we really take that on at Discover the Palm Beaches as let's propose it. Let's show them when they're in what they can do and how it can stay within their budget and meet the needs.
Communities are already doing this. Like, for instance, in Delray Beach, we're doing $5 yoga classes at the Cornell Art Museum. So we're bringing the community into this beautiful space where they're not only getting the wellness piece, but also the arts piece. They can look at the brand new art exhibits while they're doing, a low cost yoga class. And, we have this wellness market that's monthly. So a lot of these things are already happening within these communities. It's just, as you said, Kelly, bringing these groups together and bringing these resources to the meeting planners.
Absolutely.
Another thing that we're working on is updating our cultural venue guide, because just as Suzanne was saying, having yoga inside of an art space, many of our organizations have, the ability to host and be a venue for meetings. And just being in that space is just different from being inside of a convention center where maybe everything is very generic and it's big spaces with blank walls. You can go and have your meeting or your event in a place where there is some culture and some inspiration and beauty, and that alone may make a big difference. So that is something the Cultural Council does to help support the meeting space, as well as just having this venue guide to say, hey, you can go and have your event at the Norton Museum of Art in West Palm Beach, just as an alternative. Take advantage of their outdoor spaces, take advantage of their ballroom spaces, take advantage of their theater, to see a film or something like that. So I feel like that, again, it's important to help meeting planners understand that there's so many more ways to hold a meeting and to maybe do it in the right spaces.
Something else, though, I would just interject, Lauren, and I think it resonates with what you've just said, is that the walkability from the convention center to the Norton exists, and that there is spaces on the waterfront where there is outdoor sculpture and installations and murals all throughout the downtown area. So there's this lovely synergy in our community that I think puts us a level above many other places. Not only is it beautiful and naturally beautiful, which is what brought people here in the first place back in Henry Flagler's day, they were escaping the bitter winters, as you know, and they brought with them the culture and the arts experiences that people enjoyed. And so that still is part of the lifestyle that we have here. And it's true in Delray Beach, it's true in Jupiter, it's true in so many locations. And also for smaller groups like boards, association boards and smaller teams. There are a lot of beautiful small spaces in the cultural sector that Kelly and her team would be able to curate for you.
So in response to a lot of the changing cultural landscapes and societal shifts, how has the Cultural Council changed or adapted your strategies overall?
I believe that we, throughout our entire mission of all the work we do, we have an underlying focus on diversity, equity, inclusion, and accessibility. And so we look through that lens when working on any projects, deciding that we need to update how our resources, gather new information, you know, identify people that we want to bring in to work with us as experts in the field. So in terms of wellness, we are gathering more information so we can continue to have that as a resource as that is coming into demand. And of course, we're constantly updating our materials. We have a new website. You know, our online events calendar is in constant updating. And, you know, now we have a new job bank. And, you know, the Cultural Council is constantly evolving. And we listen a lot, you know, to what people, and whether it's our partners, whether it's people coming into the county from the outside looking for certain types of experiences, we're spending a lot of time listening right now too.
So we talked about the benefits of incorporating arts and wellness into meetings. I mean, it's exponential, I think. So let's talk a little bit about these between the sessions experiences. Bama, what would you want to see in a between the sessions experience, if in related to arts and wellness?
Well, the thing that drives me when it comes to being creative, and that is, what are we answering? Have people been dealing with heavy topics? Have they been under pressure? Have they been inspired? Have they been inside all day? Have they been sitting all day? Do they need to move? Do they need to come together? And so I think one of the top questions is, with the event planners themselves, what do they want to accomplish with that between the session moment? What can we layer in to the building out of their entire program? Sometimes it can be the way they go from one session to another that just refreshes everybody's battery. And it can be what they experience when there's a pause or a meal. It can be an awful lot. I would love to see sessions that leverage what science tells us will calm a group. Sessions that inform us about self-care for brain health, about brain hygiene and wellness, and how the arts have a place in that. Because really, you know, and I think this might have been why the Atlanta experience was so impactful, finding a voice for the people in that room that expresses their point of view. That's what expressive arts do. That is what it is by definition.
Yeah, I love what you said about, you know, it's even just maybe the walk between the sessions, you know, and really, you know, also looking at downtime, you know, that not everything has to be overscheduled as well. I think, you know, that can also be a, you know, a piece of the wellness, is giving people that downtime. Lauren, anything that you'd like to specifically see in the arts and wellness space in between the sessions?
I think there's so many opportunities for a meeting planner to engage with the community that they bring their meeting to. So to me, does it make sense to do some outreach and bring, you know, an animal that lives in the place where they're visiting? So, you know, do they reach out to the Loggerhead Marine Life Center and say, hey, can you bring baby turtles? You know, reaching out to the Palm Beach Zoo or Bush Wildlife Sanctuary and invite them to bring out an endangered bird or some other kind of, you know, signature educational animal that people can see and look and feel and understand that they're not just visiting a place with a beach and palm trees, but that there's amazing wildlife, flora, fauna. You know, maybe working with one of the botanical gardens to do some kind of floral installation to show off, you know, the type of things that you can grow here, serving the food that grows here. So there is so much. And, you know, being able to incorporate some of the culture of the place where you are bringing your meeting to, I think is a way to really have your guests walk away with an experience and something that's memorable, as opposed to, you know, just coming and being in a room, sometimes a dark room, with your peers, you know, looking at a big screen up against a wall.
Well, we always end our show with swag. And typically in the meetings industry, swag is stuff we all get. But for us here at Between the Sessions, our swag is like a tip or piece of advice that you would want to leave our listeners. So Bama, what is your like one takeaway or something you would like to leave with meeting planners with, just a tip or piece of advice that would help them?
Oh, thank you for asking that. I appreciate it. I think that it is about creating an experience that people feel better for having in the first place. So when it comes to arts and wellness, creating that happy marriage between their message and their purpose and what we can bring that speaks to that and tells that story and leaves people feeling like they weren't drained by that, but they were refreshed. So, you know, I'm always thinking, how do we have a healthier society, a healthier association, healthier relationships? We have a healthier brain. We get more sleep. We find ways to be happy and not stressed. So that would be my takeaway tip. And the arts are a wonderful, wonderful way to refresh yourself, even if it's just 20 minutes of doodling or humming. Simple things like that can really, it's a little tip, but it will really change the way your day goes because you made space to feel better.
What about you, Lauren?
Bama said that so wonderfully. If I can add, I would say for an organization like the Cultural Council, we appreciate being tapped as a resource with a generous amount of lead time. You know, sometimes requests come into us to book artists and help people come up with solutions for musical guests, and they give us a week. And, you know, it's difficult. So being able to take some time to get on the phone, to understand what they're trying to do, discover their, you know, their desires, who their guests are, and really having an understanding of their theme is going to allow us to give better suggestions and have more brainstorming suggestions, especially when trying to hire busy creative professionals. And sometimes things, people are not available or things don't work out. So that would be my tip, adding on to Bama's wonderful tidbit. I love going to meetings, especially when I come home feeling inspired and re-energized and wanting to just share all the things that I learned with my coworkers and staff. So hopefully the Cultural Council would be able to be a resource to help with help a meeting planner achieve that.
I'm going to add just my bit of advice in listening to what both Bama and Lauren said, is that as a conference organizer, business event strategist is planning the content of the meeting, the agenda of the meeting, take a step back and say, did I incorporate any part of arts or culture into the experience? And if I didn't, where should I, or lean into a DMO or someone within the community and just ask the question of how can we incorporate this? Because I do promise and I do guarantee it will elevate the Between the Sessions experience, that at the end of the day, someone will say, what was your most successful meeting that you had? And they'll say one, and maybe they can't pinpoint it, but it was probably because of these type of artistical experiences that got brought in. So absolutely. With that being said, I thank you both for joining us, Bama and Lauren. You are true partners and you truly help every bit of the meetings industry and what we're trying to do and accomplish and making the Palm Beaches a wonderful place to be. So thank you for that. Between the Sessions is part of the Destination Marketing Podcast Network. We appreciate you listening. And if you did enjoy this, we ask you to subscribe. Thank you very much.